Hi, welcome to MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with former football coach at Gloucester High School, Paul Ingram. And we're a little late, but I think we'll pull in the sound while the music is on out there. Just cancel that mic. That'll help a little bit. Had a little technical problem there, but we're on the air right now. And I'd like to remind you that tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. By Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plashtown, New Hampshire. By Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. By Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. By attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning preparation. By Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. By the Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. By Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance for complete peace of mind. By the Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. By the Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. We'll play Coach Ciccatelli's interview again in a few minutes or at halftime, as we're just about 15 minutes away from kickoff, and we want to go to Coach Cirilli here in a second. But we are at the brand new Del Russo Stadium. It is gorgeous. The wind has died down considerably. Paul, it's a little sprinkling out, but the conditions are quite a bit better than the last time you were here.
Yeah, the field is, like you say, beautiful. I guess it's the same contractor that Gloucester used, so it looks very familiar. A lot of the same type bleachers and press box here. So with this artificial turf, it's, you know, playing in the rain isn't as bad as it used to be in the mud. You know, the balls can be kept somewhat dry, and you don't have to worry about the mud. But, you know, it does have an effect on throwing the ball, but it's just a mist here tonight, and I don't think it'll affect either team too much.
All right, Gloucester is coming in with a record of 2-1. Revere is 3-0, looking to make it 4 straight and take over the conference leadership, which they still have, trying to retain it. We'll come back with Gloucester football coach Tony Cirilli, and as I said, we'll play Revere football coach Ciccatelli's interview probably coming up at halftime if we don't have time before the start of tonight's game. So we'll take our first break of the night. We do have high school football coming up on MSONewsSports.com. No video available tonight. We apologize for that. But we'll be back with a video next week. I believe it's Gloucester at Winthrop. More on that coming up, and football coming up.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastown, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
For the head lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
If you come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first. on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
2-1. And it's time for Fisherman Forecast with Gloucester High School football coach Tony Zarilli. And coach, looking back, this week's a little bit more pleasant than the week before. I don't think I've ever quite seen anything like that on Saturday. 61 points in the first half, but 48 by Gloucester. What's your review of that? How do you look back on that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, we tried to balance our attack a little bit more than it was the week before. And I thought our running backs ran well, and I thought our offensive line, you know, blocked well. You know, we made some adjustments right off the bat in that first series, and, you know, we stuck with that. And, you know, we made adjustments here and there. We watched the film, and we were making some mistakes, and, you know, we got to fix that this week. But, you know, I thought overall we came to play. We set the tone on that first series, and it carried through the first half.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a couple of changes in offense, and certainly Christian Sanfilippo getting some starting time looked pretty good in the backfield and giving you guys a little bit of an oomph there.
Yeah, we call him Brucey. I don't know. That's the kid.
Brucey?
Brucey. That's what the kids call him, so that's what he goes by here. But, you know, he came on last year as a sophomore towards the end of the year. The kid can run. He likes to hit. So on a few of those runs, he lowered his shoulder and ran somebody over, I think, on one of his touchdown runs down the sideline. The kid's just a football player and a great runner, so we had to get him in there. And, you know, the first couple games, he played sparingly, and going into this, you know, this third week, we said, you know, we're in conference play, we got to get him the ball more. So we actually started him at running back, and our starting running back, Enos, we moved over to wing. And I thought that gave us a good 1-2 punch. And then we rotated Goss in as a kind of a change of pace back. And, you know, our fullbacks, Edwards and Latassa, both played well. And I think Edwards had 2 touchdowns and Latassa had another. So, you know, we tried to be, you know, multiple, and I thought we succeeded this week in that, and we'll just try to keep that going.
Brucey Sanfilippo's running style, at least on Saturday, looked like he always had his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, and Coach Ingram is always pointing that out. And he always kept his legs going.
He's a tough runner. You know, we got a couple of young kids that are a tough runner. I think Edwards is the same way at fullback. He carried a few guys on an ISO we ran, I think 5 or 6 yards, and he had 4 or 5 guys on his back. But it's that leg drive. They both have that low center of gravity, that leg drive, shoulder square, running low to the ground. And those guys are tough to tackle. You know, you can bounce, you know, you see guys bounce off them because they're so compact and they're so strong. They worked at it. I'll tell you that. All summer long, the two of them have been in the weight room. They've been running with Ladoff. They do a lot of work in the offseason to get in that shape.
Coach, your offensive line, your defensive line, tell me a little bit about who looked good for you, you know, both on Saturday and then when you review the film. Maybe somebody that might be a little unsung, someone who's worked a little extra hard but did a good job for you.
You know, the funny thing is Philpott, you know, didn't catch a pass this week, but offensively and defensively at defensive end, he's one of our best players. He makes things happen in the, you know, in the backfield and against the defense. You know, he's constantly getting pressure on the quarterback. And on offense, you know, he can collapse down that side of the defensive line. But I'll tell you, Amaral played well, Emerson played well, and our captain, Tommy Donahue, played well. You know, all across the board, Aquapel and Schrock on the other side, they those guys played well too. I think Schrock got into it in the second half, and he really started to, I mean, one play he blocked 4 or 5 guys on one of the outside plays. So all those quick side plays, those jets, those stuff, that's Schrock out in front. So, you know, across the board, they all have things to work on. They all have things they need to get better on, but I thought they were pretty consistent throughout the day, you know, the 5 of them.
Beverly special teams look good against you guys. They look really good against Peabody again on Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Madden's field position, just amazing.
Kills you on it.
But you guys look much improved this week, too. It looked like you found some kicking game. You've got some coverage. You actually fielded a punt. So things improving on that end.
Yeah, you know, we work on that stuff every day. You know, we spend a certain amount of time each day at practice on special teams. And, you know, testament to Coach Ingram, he's been working with Alex Militello on punting and kicking. So he's been helping us out on that part of the game. So I think they're constantly improving every day. You know, I think our kickoff team didn't do that well against Swampscott, so we're trying to ramp that up here at, you know, this week and try to get better at that. And our kick return needs a little bit of work, so we've been working on those two special teams. But yeah, you know, we work on those things.
Well, it's funny because Madden kicks these kickoffs, you know, Beverly against Peabody kicks these kickoffs 9 miles long. But then Santos gets it on the one-yard line and brings it back. So then after that, Madden's kicking these little squibbers out to keep it away from Santos. So.
You see that a lot. You know, you kick one deep and you out-kick your coverage, and then Santos or, you know, you put your good backs back there, right? So those kids tear you apart, and then the next thing you know, you're out there and the coach is yelling at you, squib it, don't kick it to him, or kick it away from him. So it's always a chess match when it comes to that kind of stuff. Do you want to kick it deep, or do you want to, you know, risk the wrath of returning it on you? So it's always a chess match.
It is, and it's fun to watch. And Tony, finally, you got Revere coming up, and Coach Ciccatelli has these kids fired up. They always seem to play well first half of the season, and then injuries seem to catch up with them. But right now, 3-0, a very tough team, and I know that when Gloucester played them last, Gloucester beat them, but they play very tough. So what do you see from the films on Revere?
You know, they're always tough. They're always scrappy. They're always going to give you a fight. This year, they're good. You know, I know Lou last year when we talked going into the playoffs, we had the coin toss, and him and I talked quite a bit. And he was very excited about this team coming back. You know, it was very young. We were both kind of in the same spot at that time. We had a young team, not a lot of experience. And I think we're both on the same page right now. We're both looking at our teams as, okay, you know, you've had a year under your belt. You've gone through the turmoil of not being in the playoffs and being, you know, or getting knocked out quickly. And you learn from that and you grow from that. And I think it's the same type of team. They're coming in, they're experienced. They've got 3 wins under their belt. They're feeling great. And, you know, and we gotta go at them. We gotta take it at them first whistle to the last whistle, you know, and I think that it's going to be a battle. You know, I think he's got a good team over there, and I know they're flying high, and I think that, you know, we have to get out there and we have to set that tone on opening kickoff, whatever it is, kickoff, kick return, and stay on them, because if you don't stay on them, you know, they're going to fight us. They're going to fight us every chance that they get.
Final question, Tony, is as we amble on, I know I'm keeping you out of here late. Final question, the first drive. You guys had a first drive against Swampscott. How important is the first drive in the scheme of things? I know, you know, you always want to have that 80-yard march, but, you know, if it doesn't work so well, what do you do?
Well, so the first drive's important, but I'll tell you, the second drive's more important because, you know, something Coach Ingram always said to us playing and coaching with him, that first drive's important, but when you go out there the second drive, if you score on that first one, don't let it be the kiss of death, right? Don't go in that second drive and think, oh, I can march down 80 yards every time and then stall out and give them the ball back with good field position. Mm-hmm. So it's really those first two drives. You want to set the tone on the first one, and on that second one, don't let that first one be the kiss of death. Keep moving the ball, keep scoring touchdowns, and don't let your foot off the pedal until the game's over. And that's what we got to keep doing.
Okay, I lied. I got one more question. Were you on the team when they scored 66 points? Was that your era?
I was coaching in that era.
Who was that they played?
That was...
Someone from the South Shore, I
Barnstable.
Know that. Barnstable. It Barnstable. Barnstable. Okay. You got your kids, and you had 48 points, and I think even before that, you got a lot of your sub-varsity in the first half, and I don't think I've seen that before, so a lot of experience for those kids.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we were up 48-13, and I think we got the ball back in the second quarter, and we started subbing some kids in at that point.
Yep.
Coach Serino is a great guy. He's, you know, first-year coach, and I've been on the other end of that. You know, I still think back to my first game as a head coach playing Lynn English, and that resonates with me. Every time I'm in a situation like that, if I'm on the other end of that, you know, I think about that. I think about that game, and I think about what that meant to me. So.
All right, we're going to have to cut that short as we are ready for football. Revere ready to kick off from right to left. The wind a little bit behind their back. It's light sprinkle out there, not raining too badly, and we're ready for some high school football with Gloucester at Revere. And hello, everyone. I'm Rick Moore, along with Paul Ingram, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and we'll keep our eye on that crowd mic out there. So the Revere Patriots coming in at 3-0 facing Gloucester, and they'll be kicking off, as we said, from right to left. Steve Noel, the captain, will be kicking off for the Revere Patriots, and they are in all blue, right footed. Soccer-style kick, squib kick over to the 42-yard line, covered up by one of the Gloucester receivers, and it is a first down for the fisherman, Anthony Petrilli, with the cover-up. He's a sophomore, 6 feet, 160, and it's first and 10 for Gloucester from their own 42 on the far hash mark going from left to right. Up front, Jacob Emerson, Kyle Acapel, Tom Donahue, Andrew Amaral, Jake Schrock, front line for the Gloucester fisherman. Mike Cody is the quarterback. We'll see who starts in the backfield. And Paul, they made a little bit of an adjustment last week that made a big difference in the scoring. We'll get to that in just a second. Looks like
Gloucester's going to start out with excellent field position.
Yeah, at the 42, wing to the left, far hash mark. The give is to Enos on the end around. There he goes to the 50, down the sideline, 40, out of bounds, inside the Revere 40. So first play, big yardage for Gloucester.
You know, they just ran a basic sweep to the slot side, and obviously good blocking, and K kicked out the contain man, and there's a nice alleyway right up the sideline.
So
first down on Ennis's play, and they're at the 37. So it's 21-yard gain from scrimmage already, and so Ennis is the left halfback, and that will mean, he gets the handoff on a counterplay going for another first down or close to it down to the 27. Is that Ennis, Paul? No, it's Sanfilippo.
Yeah, Sanfilippo's starting at running back, and I think Ennis is
on the wing.
Playing a wing back. Yeah. That was off tackle.
So they're down to the Revere 26, 11 yards, two plays, 32 yards for Gloucester, moving again from left to right. Quarterback is Cody. John Philpott is the tight end. And
first and 10 for Gloucester from the Revere,
wing,
26-yard line.
And the wing is Eric Cameron right now. So it's first and 10 from the Revere 26 toward the middle of the field. Hand off up the middle, and this is going to get some big yardage and go all the way for a touchdown. So Gloucester leads right away on the touchdown scamper by Jermaine Edward in the game. Had a big game last week against
Wamsgott.
It's 6-0, just like that, Paul.
Well, on that defensively, it looked like on that play that Revere was trying to guess where Gloucester was going to run the ball. They loaded up to the far side, which is Gloucester's quick side or weak side, the split end, and Gloucester ran up the middle. It appeared they thought that Gloucester was just going to run to the outside left, and there was nobody there. So once he broke the line of scrimmage, he was gone.
Edward had a big week last week. They're going to go for two right now with Cameron, the wing on the left. Handoff run play, hit at the line of scrimmage, and stopped. Who carried that?
I believe that's Sanfilippo again.
Okay.
Gloucester 6, Revere, no score.
So for Gloucester, just like that, it took 47 seconds for them to score. Three plays and 58 yards. Yeah. 10:13 left to go. First quarter, Gloucester leads 6-0. And that's pretty much how the last game started, Paul. So as Coach Early was saying, second drive, very important, but let's see what happens when Revere gets the ball. High-scoring team for Revere as well.
Well, you know, Gloucester, you can't give them field position like that, too, with 42-yard line.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't kick.
I'm
surprised they squib kicked it. It almost looked like an onside kick.
So Revere's got their navy blue, their deep blue uniforms, blue jerseys, blue helmets. Everything is in blue. Gloucester's all in white with red trim and red helmets. Revere all in blue with the dark blue helmets. So Gloucester will kick off from left to right. Is this Schrock kicking off?
No, I
don't know who it is. New kicker. It's a good high end-over-end kick coming down to the Revere 18-yard line. Going to come out to the 25, 30, and getting outside. 35 cuts it back inside, all
great
the way
run.
Out, yeah, to about the 38-yard line. And that's Victor Rivera,
Mondello in on the
little guy, 5'7", 160, but he gets it all the way out to the Revere 39.
First made some great cuts there in that run.
It's slippery, didn't he? So 10:04 left to go. Now they'll be on the near hash mark. They've got Anthony DiStefano up front, Jovan Salcido, Jordy Palma, Fotran also in that front line. Dan Murphy is the quarterback. And he is in the shotgun with running back to his left. That is Rivera. Three wideouts on the right side. It's a keeper for the quarterback. Looked like maybe an option or a busted play, but he gets it to the 40.
It was more of a broken play. Rivera runs the spread. So this is Gloucester's faced the spread against Swampscott, Classical, and they've done a very good job against them. So they're used to facing this this offense. It looked like a broken play, and he was going to hand it off, and the back went the wrong way.
6-0 for Gloucester, leading this one. Second down and 9 for Revere. They're on the near hash mark, short side of the field. They're going to split.
Now he's under center.
Frank Antrim to the wide to the left with Rivera in motion. He gets the handoff. Penalty marker on the play. He's going to sweep. So the length of the field in terms of lateral, but get maybe 1 yard
there's
forward
a flag
momentum.
On the plate.
Welcome, viewers. Welcome, guys.
So Rivera was in the slot, got the call from the near side, ran it all the way to the far side, got about a yard. It's offside. They don't have to take it. They will have to take it. They'll get them to the 45, I believe. Just over the 45, so it'll be second.
The first play offensively was shotgun, and then they went to the quarterback under center on that one. They run that jet series, try to get speed right along the line of scrimmage in motion and get him outside.
And from his the wide receiver to the left, which once again Victor Rivera is in the slot. Quarterback is under center, Rivera is in motion. Hand off to the running back, Steve Noel, and he gets a couple yards. He stopped at the 47. Noel, one of the captains as well. He is 5'8", 160. Fleet of smaller running backs, but with some speed. It's only at the 47, so it's a two-yard gain. It'll be third down for Rivera and about two to go with 8:38 left to go first quarter. Not a bad night. Early October, first weekend in October, wind blowing toward us. And again, we apologize for no video tonight. We'll get back on it next week. Ball is midway between the hash marks now with Revere under center again is Murphy. He's got one back behind him deep. It's going to be a pitch on a rollout. Rivera trying to cut the corner, and he gets the first down into Gloucester Real Estate at the 48.
Rivera on the carry.
Well, they ran twins to this side, two outside receivers, and then they offset the fullback to the left. And
yeah, I couldn't describe that. I'm glad you did.
Sweep, yes.
Offset fullback, yeah.
Well,
another penalty.
Face masking penalty against Gloucester.
All right, this will push it down to the Gloucester 34-yard line.
Gloucester 34-yard line.
So,
now, based on what I've seen so far, it's pretty tough to run up the middle on Gloucester, and they're trying to get to the speed to the outside. So, Gloucester plays man-to-man, I believe, on these spread receivers, so they match up well. Their secondary has played very well this year.
In the pistol, wideouts far side of the real quarterback, keeper, and a couple of yards for Dan Murphy. Now, Murphy's listed at 5'9". He looks like one of the taller guys.
Right, hey, I was thinking the same thing, Rick. If he's 5'9",
I know. Yeah, he's a little taller than that, I think. They fudge these a little bit. It's at the 32, so it's a two-yard gain for Murphy. Second and eight for Rivera. This will be the sixth play of the drive. Gloucester with three plays on its first position. 7:40 left to go. Over on Channel B, we've got Beverly at Lynn English with Marty Smith and Tim Kearns. So second down for Rivera and eight to go in this beautiful new ballpark.
This is that same formation to the other side where they ran the toss sweep.
Yep.
And there Gloucester again. Sees it coming.
Yep. Rivera can't turn the corner. He's knocked down for a loss. Gloucester in on that thing big time.
Oh, Gloucester was offside again.
Three consecutive penalties. Keep the drive moving
well,
for Rivera.
Gloucester recognized the formation, and the safety came right up on the line of scrimmage.
There's a flag on the play.
And sure enough, he gets the right play, but I believe he just jumped offside.
Well, it's funny. He was blocked and still got up and made a tackle, but it's down
to well, what he does is, it's okay. He's actually supposed to take up a blocker, and then the one less blocker and the other guy should be able to make the tackle, which they did, but penalties here are keeping this drive alive.
Well, it's giving Rivera tremendous momentum. They're going to split Jake Knopfel out to the right side now with twins out to the left. Once again, Rivera in motion. Pass play, shooting it down the middle, just overthrown at about the five-yard line. The intended receiver down there was Oscar Lopez. So it'll be third down and three.
Well, he was well covered.
First pass play. He almost pulled it off, though, Paul. He turned from left shoulder, right shoulder, and then just over his outstretched hands. So now the ball is on the near half.
Right down the middle, it's tough to catch a ball that's right over your head. You either want it on one side or the other. Usually you throw it away from the defender.
Okay, we got a wing to the left and two receivers out to the right. Once again, man in motion. Hand off up the middle, and it's going to be close to the first down. Noel carrying the ball. Very close.
Noel on the carry.
Noel, I guess, is what they're saying here. It's right at the 25, so it'll be short by half a yard.
Hero in on that last tackle for Gloucester.
So it'll be fourth down, and of course, Rivera will go for it. Gloucester up front has Jake Schrock, Andrew Hamill, the tackles. John Philpott, Jacob Emerson are the guards. The ends. Tom Donahue, Eric Cameron, Jermaine Edward are the linebackers in the defensive backfield. Goss, Enos, Latassa, and Latello. So it's fourth down and less than a yard. They spread the formation with the quarterback under center for Revere, going for the first down. Quarterback keeper, he's got it. And a couple more. Big play right there, Coach.
Well, they ran a quarterback sneak. Gloss is in what's called an even defense, a 4-4, so there's nobody over the center. So there's a natural hole there. You know, you can stuff the line of scrimmage on short yardage, but the problem with that is if he does break it, he's gone. You lose all your pursuit.
3-yard gain. So it is first down for Revere, and again, they started this drive on their own 39. This will be the 10th play of the series for Revere. Trailing 6-0, but holding on to the ball for a big portion of this first quarter in the pistol once again. Rolling to his right, shooting to the right, pass. Oh, it might have been caught, just overthrown, just beyond Oscar Lopez at the 3. Fully extended for that and just couldn't quite bring it in.
Well, it was a nice route and nice throw. It's just a little bit over, and he was open, too. He ran a corner route, and I believe Goss was covering him, but it was a good route.
Second and 10, Revere. Only touchdown so far early on was by Edward. 26 yards from scrimmage on the third play of the game for Gloucester.
Here's that offset toss sweep.
And there it goes to Rivera. He's trying to get it outside, stops, and goes down at the 24.
Rivera on the carry.
They really know it's coming.
2-yard loss. It'll be, now make it 1-yard loss. They put it at the 23. So now it's third down for Rivera.
You know, what you need to do is you need to run some counterplays off certain formations. If you're so predictable that you know they know what's coming in certain formations, it's pretty easy to defense you. So we'll see. I'll tell you, a halfback option pass off that because Gloucester's secondary just came flying up.
So one running back about 5 yards behind the quarterback under center, and it's a reverse. That's going to get some yardage. Big yardage by Noel. Brings it down to the 15-yard line, dancing up the middle of the line. So he's going to be short of the first down, but it's four down real estate.
Well, usually in a reverse you get to the outside, but he cut it right up the middle. And
nice ball handling by Revere. So it's an 8-yard gain. And light rain here in Revere. Great to see a tremendous turnout by the Revere student body. Nice turnout here, considering the weather. Guess they had a packed house last week as well. Revere bringing in the crowd. Great to see. Revere starting at 3-0 for Coach Ciccatelli. Here's a 4th-and-3 now for Revere. They're on the far hash mark at the 15-yard line of Gloucester. They're going to put Rivera wing to the right and a wing to the left, one running back behind Murphy. He keeps the ball, naked bootleg, and he is going to get the first down close to the 11-yard line.
Murphy on the keeper.
Well, that was a big play for them against Classical. I saw the film, and him bootlegging out is a big part of their offense. And it's a good call by Coach Ciccatelli.
He got 4 on that one. He did 3, so it's a very impressive ball handling by Dan Murphy, senior quarterback, one of the captains, along with Anthony DiStefano. 3:33 left to go, first quarter, 6-0. And sustained drive for Revere. This will be the 14th play of this drive. With the clock moving down here in the first quarter. Ball midway between the hash marks. Gloucester with 5 men up on the line of scrimmage. First man, Noel, right up the middle. He brings it down to the 5-yard line.
Noel on the carry. Donahue in on that last tackle.
Put it up right at the 5, so it's a 6-yard gain. And it'll be second and about 4 for the first down, 5 for the touchdown.
Well, that was just a fullback trap. So looks kind of a bull. How big is he? 44. Noel? No, say he's 160 pounds.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't think these charts are not. They can't be right. Okay, second down. Noel, the handoff again, breaking a tackle after a yard. He stopped.
Tackling by Gloucester. Gloucester's linebackers feel real well. You got to have a special attitude to play linebacker, and you have to have a special feel for where the ball is.
That's virtually no gain. So it's still second and 3 for the first down, and 4 yards for the touchdown. So Lynn English just had a goal line stand against Beverly down at Manning Field. 2 minutes left to go, or I should say up at Manning Field. 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter. And ball control, possession by Revere. As they face a third and three for the first down, four for the touchdown. Split backfield this time behind Murphy under center. Rolling to his right, dragged down for a big loss back to the 11-yard line. Who did that?
That was Edward.
Wow.
Murphy, linebacker. Dropped in the backfield.
Boy, that's
33.
That's
Edward.
A huge defensive play. Back to the 11-yard line.
Fourth and 10 for Revere.
6-yard loss. They need to get the one for the first down. 11 yards for the touchdown. So, I guess we have our first timeout of the evening. Revere taking it. I'd like to remind you, this presentation of MSONewsSports.com is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. And Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Well, they still can get a first down, I believe.
Yep, they can.
Probably see the ball in the air here, I would assume. The thing that Glossy's got a really pretty good secondary, but they're all short, and the Revere receivers are all tall.
17th play of the drive. Murphy looking to his right, unloads it. It is caught by Rivera, dancing at the 10. And he gets loose, but does not get the first down. Gets it down to about the 5, and that's
Rivera
it.
Rivera on the reception from Murphy.
So that after that drive, 17
lost
plays.
The pitch over on down.
And let's see, 61... 56 yards total, and they come up empty. What does that do to your psyche, Paul?
First and 10 for Gloucester.
Well,
when
you know, they did move the ball. I know a lot of it was due to Gloucester's penalties, but they did move the ball, so they just kind of got bogged down here. But four down territory, you know, all you need is 2.5 yards.
Well, first and 10 at the Gloucester 5, and you got to watch the ball handling now. 7 men up on the line of scrimmage for Revere. It is a counter play, and I think it's Sanfilippo gets it across the 5. Is it number 9? Who is it?
It's Sanfilippo, yeah. It's just a sweep. And
Sanfilippo on the carry.
Revere's got to find a way to stop that, because
that's...
there's a lot of blocking schemes to the wing tee, and that one...
From their own 11-yard line.
It's all angle blocking, so you're not really blocking the person right over you. You're blocking someone to your right or to your left, which gives you a better angle and... an easier block.
Clock moving with 12 seconds left to go in a very fast-moving first quarter, even with the incompleted passes. It's on the far hash mark. Gloucester moving from left to right with a man in motion from left to right. It's a sweeping. It's first down and more. Bowling over a tackler gets it out to the 17. So the first quarter is over scoreboard-wise, and I think... Uh-oh. Hold on. Yep.
Boy,
yep,
boy.
Bring it back. So that's going to bring it back to the original line of scrimmage, back to the 5. The scoreboard is showing no more time, so Paul, we need to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to MSO Web Radio at More Stuff Online at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember to...
As we said, we'll have... Coach Ciccatelli's pregame interview, we'll play that for you at halftime. But right now, first quarter's come to a close, 6-0. We flip-flop sides, and beautiful new elementary school is behind Gloucester, dressed in their all-white uniforms tonight with the red jerseys. And I'm told there are like 800 kids in this elementary school that's adjacent to the brand-new Harry Dela Russo Stadium. Beautiful facility here, very similar, built by the same people who built the New Balance Field at Gloucester's Newell Stadium. Paul can address that for us at halftime as well. Second down and 10 for Gloucester, back at their own 5-yard line after their fourth penalty of the game. Here's a handoff. I think it's Enos looking like he gets to the 9 or 10 maybe. Stopped very quickly.
I think that was the fullback, Rick. That was Edward.
Yep, it is, 33. Yep, yeah. Not 38. So Jermaine Edward with the carry. Gets about 4 maybe.
Cameron on the carry.
Yeah, put it at the
9. 37
for
Gloucester.
So this is a big play now for the Revere defense, because field position means everything in a 6-0 game with the elements. So Gloucester has Mike Cody under center. They're all tight to the line of scrimmage.
They,
with the
they'll come back with a sweep, but the...
Well, Cody's running it. Oh, no, it's a handoff. Enos. He's out to the 15, 20, 25, 30. Cuts it back toward the middle and goes forward to the 40-yard line. A big first down. Tackle by Steve Noel.
Enos on the
well,
carry.
Gloucester ran a slot formation.
Murphy
just ran
the
sweep. What's strange is that Revere looked like they knew it was coming, so they moved the man up in the line of scrimmage. Prior to the snap, he moved away, and Gloucester did run that play and got plenty on it.
So Winthrop is leading in its game by a score of 16-0 over Salem. 31.
First and 10 for Gloucester
52.
From their own 40-yard line.
Two carries, 52 yards for Enos, coach, and
he has that same formation again. Let's see what happens.
First and 10.
They might run a trap off it.
Gloucester at the 40. Enos,
no, they got the sweep again.
Sweep to the right. Knocks over one of his blockers, cuts it outside, and he gets it out to the 50-yard line and maybe to the Revere 49.
The
another first Murphy down.
In on a tackle for Revere.
So they're at the Revere 49.
Well, if Enos is running well, that means San Filippo's blocking well. Because he's already back on the other side. He's got to block the defensive end, the defensive tackle. He's doing a fine job.
So Alex has 63 yards on 3 carries to this point after a big game last week as well. 9:17 left to go first half. Now the ball is on the far hash mark, and Gloucester with only its second possession of the game, as Revere held on to the ball most of the first quarter for about 9 minutes or 10 minutes in that first quarter and didn't score. So Revere's got everybody up in the box, as they say. And here's a handoff to running back Sanfilippo. He's going to get big yardage. He's down to the 30 and out of bounds at the 22-yard line and knocked down by really a saving tackle.
Sanfilippo on the carry.
Well, that's what you like to see. What happened there is Gloucester ran the sweep, but he ran it from a different formation to the wing. And on that play, I assume Enos blocked for Sanfilippo. And I can't... That's what you try to get to do. The kid, the backs block for each other, and certainly makes the offense work well. And in this offense, the backs do have to block.
James Furlong with the saving tackle, and with a good hard hit. 8:31 left to go. Fotran, Jordy Palma, Jolvin Salcido, and Anthony DiStefano, the front line. Sanfilippo this time is going to be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
All right, that's they stopped it down on that play. That was a sweep again.
Yeah, he gets to the 20.
Filippo on the carry.
3-yard gain, second down and 8.
DiStefano,
as Cody goes to the far side.
Revere.
Again, the front line for Revere. Fotran, Jordy Palma, Jovan Salcido, Anthony DiStefano. Linebackers, John DeSimone, Jake Knockle, Christian Ordonez, and Steve Noel. And the defensive backs, Oscar Lopez,
line.
James Furlong, and Victor Rivera. That's Coach Ciccatelli's D for you. So Peabody has taken an early lead in its game against Beverly. Who's over there? 7-0 Marblehead. Peabody leading Marblehead 7-0. Getting all kinds of scores tonight. 7.5 minutes left to go in the first half. What's the delay there, Coach?
Well, I don't know.
Referee's talking to somebody.
I didn't see them really call a timeout, but the Gloucester quarterback coming over the coach. No.
Another timeout? I don't know. You didn't get any indication.
Well, I think they're adjusting the clock here.
Oh, okay. All right, so just the one score so far, and now Gloucester threatening down to the Revere 21, just short of the 20. Once again, it's a shoulder-to-shoulder formation with Edwards standing straight up on the... Cameron on the far side. It's unloaded as he's hit, and it's caught by Enos. He caught that ball as Cody was hit, and as he was hit going down, he unloaded it, wobbly pass, and Enos picked it up somehow, caught it.
Well, that's a very nice play by Cody, because Gloucester has a history of always throwing the ball to Philpott, and mm-hmm. Philpott was covered, and he found his secondary receiver and hit him.
First and 10 from the Revere 11.
Yeah, that is something new. First down for...
I don't think people realize how hard it is under those circumstances to find your other receivers. It's not an easy thing to do.
Okay, so it's first down, Gloucester at the 11, so they can get a first down to the 1 with a man in motion. Hand off up the middle, the run play, and it's going to be Edward pounding his way down the 5, lose the ball, picked up by Enos. I don't think you can... It is, it's a touchdown. So Edward lost it at the 1, Enos picked it up, as it went right into his hands, and he went in for the touchdown.
Well, the tackler just ripped it out of his hands, and unfortunately for Revere, there was not even a Revere player near it.
Well, it's a fumble right into his hands, and for Gloucester, that's a 9-play, 95-yard touchdown drive, giving them 12-0 lead with 6:15 left to go in the half. So they'll go for 2 once again. Enos is in motion. He's going to try to sweep to the right. Looks
he's
like he's got a clear lane.
No, don't stop.
He goes in.
Enos on the carry. Good for the 2-point.
All right, so let's get caught up here.
Lost the 14, Revere, no score.
So Enos with a 1-yard touchdown fumble recovery. And let's see, for Gloucester, what did we say that was? 9 plays and 95 yards.
Just a little
yards.
Stuff going on with the cheerleaders.
6:15.
Tonight, we have the 50-50 raffle. One ticket for $5.
Sounds a little weird, didn't it?
As usual,
nice crowd on
hand.
Again, light rain.
We have a scratch
a little breezy, but not too bad.
Raffle.
I don't think the public address announcer needs the microphone, Rick.
$10 each.
It is loud.
Three for $20. The winner will
can
be
you say Winthrop?
On Thanksgiving.
All right, let's see.
Also, we have our food stand. Sausage and peppers, pizzas from Nani, nachos and cheese, and pretzels.
153 yards of offense in this first half now for Gloucester. 56 for Revere.
To the stadium. We have
and
restrooms on
Revere.
Both ends of the stadium. Restrooms on both ends of the stadium.
Maybe Revere just has the one possession, Paul, and again, 17 plays coming up empty, and then Gloucester taking advantage. Well,
what's interesting here, Rick, is 52 is a linebacker, one of the captains is back deep. Wonder if they're expecting Gloucester to kick it short.
Well, that's Anthony DiStefano. He's listed at 5'10", 190. And it is a short kick. It's an end-over-end kick taken by a receiver at the 30 going backwards and clobbered after about a 2-yard gain. That's James Furlong with the return. So Furlong gets it to the 32, and Revere starts at their own 32.
Nice tackle by Pat Goss on that.
Tank Peter.
They're going to put it at the 33.
Correction, Goss in the tackle.
So first and 10 for Revere as they get the ball for the second time. And
first and 10 for Revere.
Wanting to finish off a drive this time.
Line.
And they mixed it up, Paul. Much varied offense first time.
Well, like I say, you need to have some consistency, you know, where you can gain positive yardage and execute the plays.
All right, Gloucester's defense on the right-hand side. Hand off Revere, just a run play from right half back up to the left tackle. And gets a yard, maybe two. Fundamental football, that one.
Rivera on the carry.
Where do they put the ball? At the 34, so it's just one. Second and 9 on the
second
far hash mark.
Second and 9 for Rivera.
Rivera very active in the offense, both as a receiver and as a runner. Just the stands on the near side, much this like we see in many of the other stadiums now around the league. So Gloucester with its football team on the far side, that's it. Other than that, you see a neighborhood and buses on the far side. Okay, here's a reverse to Rivera. He's going to swing it around and go up over. Loses the ball. It's still loose. They're going to say it's down. So Rivera is down at the 40-yard line.
Rivera on the carry.
He was upended and went head over heels. It's at the 39.
That was an inside counterplay, and there was a little hole there, and then it closed real quick, and he tried to get over it and called him down.
To remind you, this game is brought to you by Moore GMC of Denver, serving the North Shore since 1969 at 84 High Street. See General Manager Jeff Klickstein. Third down again for Revere now at their own 39. They're going to have Twins to the left, far side of the field, and Twins to the near side right. Rolling to his left is the quarterback Murphy. Nice pass, complete, first down, and Moore, 50, 40, down that far sideline and down to about the 34-yard line. Nice pass and a nice reception by Oscar Lopez.
Well, what was different about that is the Murphy rolled out to his left and bided a little bit more time to have the receivers open up, and he threw a nice ball, a nice catch, and
first and 10 for Revere.
It was a big play for them to keep the ball going.
22-yarder. That's not easy, Paul, throwing across your body like that, going to the left and your right-handed throw.
Yeah, but you can't always throw everything to your right either.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he executed it fine.
Absolutely. On the far hash mark, first and 10 at the Gloucester 39. They'll put Rivera in motion again. Looking long, long pass downfield, and it's incomplete, intended for at the 12-yard line.
Incomplete pass.
It was intended for Frank Antrim.
Well, generally you throw the ball to the outside shoulder when you run a fade like that, and the receiver was looking over his inside shoulder, and the ball was thrown to his outside shoulder, so it's a tough ball to catch. You have to be able to change which shoulder you're looking over, and that's hard to do on the fly.
Looked like Alex Militello on the coverage. They showed a film clip of Willie Mays doing that back in the 54 World Series the other night.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
How many Willie Mays?
Actually, Kyle Goodwin was good. The receiver you had years ago.
Okay, so it's second and 10. Once again, man in motion, high snap, handoff to Rivera, end around. He's going to cut it back to the middle, and he's stopped at 37.
Rivera on the carry.
Line of scrimmage was the 39, so he gets a couple. It'll be third down and about six or seven for the
Amaral
first down.
In on a tackle.
Just short of the 36. So Peabody leading Marblehead now 7-6 with 5:31 left to go in the first half. As Doug Santos has scored for the Peabody Tanners. Thank you, Scott. Scott Cooper relaying the scores to us. So 7-6 Peabody leading Marblehead in a big battle over at Peabody High School. Third down and 8 is what they're saying. Looks like it's 7, but third down for Revere, and they're at the Gloucester 36. Shotgun, actually, it's a pistol. Murphy, this is probably against Revere where the whistle is blown before the play starts. Procedure against Revere. So we'll bring it back to the 42, 5 yards.
Illegal procedure against Revere.
Now it's going to be third and 12. 3 minutes left to go, first half. Gloucester leading 2-0. A little bit of luck on their side. Edward is first touchdown, and then Enos picking up a Gloucester fumble and running it in from a yard out.
42-yard line.
That is loud. 2:45 left to go. Long huddle. We must have had a timeout again. Not seeing those. All right. You know, I'm looking. I got to check the size of some of these guys, though.
Right. It doesn't seem to correlate with the.
Well, for Palmer, it does. He's 6'4", 230. Easy to the tallest guy out there. All right. Shotgun. Back to pass. It's a little flare incomplete. Intended for Revere in the backfield.
Incomplete pass. Fourth and 13 for Revere.
Had Revere in motion, and then Murphy just tried to hit him as he was leaving the backfield and just threw it out too far in front. So now it's a fourth down for Revere. And again, another ball control drive as they this will be the eighth play of this series, and they started about 4 minutes ago. So,
well, it's certainly punt here. I just can't see giving Gloucester the ball there.
Looks
the way they're running the ball.
Looks as though that's what they'll do. And DiStefano is the punter, again, one of the captains. Good snap, going to get it away from the 47. Hits the 20 and goes out of bounds at the Gloucester 16. No chance to field that one. Nice punt. Puts Gloucester back at their own 16.
Gloucester from their own 16-yard line.
And let's see, another 25 yards. So total yards 81 Revere in this first half. Gloucester starting its third drive at their own, 21? So Revere starting out at 3-0, and Gloucester rebounding last week after being handled by Beverly in a shutout. Gloucester coming back with 48 first half points a week ago. But Revere, the highest scoring team in the conference up to this point. First and 10, Gloucester with the man in motion. Cody hands off to Enos on the end around, and he's not going to get anywhere this time. In fact, he's going to be stopped for a loss. Now, the original line of scrimmage was the 17, so it's about a 2-yard loss.
On the carry.
Now, let me see. Where's the original line of
scrimmage?
Oh, no,
I guess
I can't see.
It's back to the original line, 21.
No, 17.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so okay, so no gain for Enos. Yeah.
The ball's at a different place than the marker.
Okay. 2 minutes left to go in the. Well, there you go. So we're going to. You know, this is the first 2-minute warning I've seen all season so far. Timeout. Gloucester. So it's not a 2-minute warning, it's just a timeout.
20-second timeout.
What do you see so far, Coach?
Well, I think defensively, Gloucester is tough up the middle, and it looks like Revere's going to have to complete some passes to move the ball effectively. Well, that last play was a sweep, and Revere did stop it, so that's a sign maybe they've made some adjustment to that sweep, and then Gloucester's got to come off it with something different. A lot of times you mix up the sweep with the off tackle, and the blocking scheme is confusing to the defensive end, and usually those two plays work together fairly well.
Second and 10 for the Fishermen.
That's what they ran as they ran off tackle there.
Yeah, and they get some yardage out to the 25. I don't know who's carrying it, though.
When you run the sweep in the wing tee, the wing back's blocking the defensive end in. And when you run the off tackle in the wing tee, the fullback's kicking the defensive end out. So he doesn't know where it's coming from.
On the carry.
So what do they call him, Brucey? Is that what he's called? Brucey Sanfilippo?
That's what I hear.
Brucey. All right. So the 25, 8-yard gain. Now we're talking third and short.
2 minutes left in the first half.
Third down and about a yard to go. Now it's 2 minutes. So we got our scores, scoreboard working here. Again, it's Peabody late in the first half over Marblehead 7-6.
And
Winthrop leading Salem in the first half 16-0. Third and one for Gloucester. Hand off, full back trap. They're going to get the first down to the 27. That Edward? It is.
I believe you got it, yes.
First down, Jermaine Edward. So it's at the 29. 4-yard gain. First down.
Certainly Revere doesn't want to get three scores down, so we got to make Gloucester earn this 144 left. So don't give up any big play, certainly.
Well, the first possession, it was 3 for the touchdown, then 9 snaps, and now.
And the Revere is crowding the line of scrimmage, so it's sort of tempting to throw the ball.
Clock moving with a minute and a half left to go in the half. Cody is back to pass, looking over the middle. Enos is open all by himself, 40, 30, turns on the Jets, 20, 10, and hammered out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Well, Coach?
Well, what they do is they put four quick receivers. And they take the two outside receivers and run along the sideline to get the corners out. And they send the two inside receivers straight down the field. And they just see which way the safety goes and throw opposite.
61 yards. 61 yards just like that. My.
Well,
now,
when they have 11 in the box, mm-hmm. I mean, it's very tempting to throw the ball.
Yeah. Gloucester knocking on the door. And as you pointed out, that's exactly what Revere did not want. But a terrific play by Enos at time to haul it in, running backwards. Hand off to Edward up the middle toward the goal line and stopped at about the 3.
Edward on the carry.
Well, Gloucester's throwing a variety of formations at him, too. And sometimes they're overloaded or unbalanced, so they have more players to one side than the other.
And goal for
defensively,
Gloucester,
it's hard to see.
Overloaded and unbalanced had a different meaning, Paul, when we were younger. 47 seconds left to go. Ball at the 3.
See, they're unbalanced here.
At the four. So it's second and goal from the four. Hand off to Edward, staying on his feet, pounding forward. And he's in. Touchdown. Second effort for Edward. Gets the third score of Gloucester's first half. And they lead 20-0.
Good for the touchdown.
I'm sorry, they lead 18-0. Oh, no, they got the 2 points last time, didn't they? So it is 20-0. My bad. So Sanfilippo becomes the third score of the night. And Paul, in the first half, Gloucester scored on seven straight possessions last week, and now they've scored on three straight. So in first half play, they've scored on 10 straight possessions. That's crazy.
That's not a bad
percentage
streak to have.
That's crazy. So that was Edward, right?
Right.
So Edward from 4 yards out, just to dive up the middle. They'll attempt the point after. Schrock lifts it a mile high. No good. Penalty flag.
Extra point attempted wide.
So let's see. Down to 30 seconds left. Score is 20-0 as Gloucester that time put together a fast drive, six plays, and 83 more yards with 30 seconds left. So the penalty apparently is against Revere. We'll bring it back. 20-0.
Illegal procedure against Revere.
How do you do that on defense?
Well, when you have a kicking, part of the kicking game, you can't line up on the center. They protect the center.
Okay.
And I assume that's what it is, is they, you know, the center's got his head down. So what they do is they say you can't line up on him and you can't go over him. So I guess that was it, but now they're going for two.
And Rivera, I think, has to call a timeout to get a player.
Well, they probably were expecting a kick, and now he's got to get a different defensive call in.
Interesting. And Coach Zarilli calling it a chess match in practice this week or after
20-second timeout, Rivera.
And it really is, isn't it, Paul? I mean, you know, you
talk
about fundamentals.
I mean, it's angles. I mean, that's what you try to do with the offense that Gloucester runs is, you know, you try to give yourself an advantage with angles and extra blockers, and you really don't go straight at people with blocking.
So Gloucester's up to the line of scrimmage, and it's a quarterback keeper, Cody, up the middle, looking for a sign. He's in. 2 points for Gloucester. They now lead 22-0. And, Paul, I still, it's just hard to fathom. Seven straight possessions first half a week ago. Three possessions now for Gloucester.
No score.
And they've scored in 10 straight possessions in the first half.
Well, they execute the offense well, and they have backs that can go the distance. I mean, they have backs that can pick up big plays.
They had 407 yards in the first half a week ago, 437, I believe it was, and they've got 236 in the first half. I mean, this is just crazy.
The winner on the Scratch Ticket Draft will be drawn at Thanksgiving. Our food stand, we have...
And it's the fundamental roster offense. The pass play was different.
Yeah, but it's pretty common play. But they execute it. That's the whole thing, is they're executing the plays.
Well,
you can put in as many plays as you want, but if the kids can't do it and execute them, it's useless. But, you know, a lot of these kids have had experience, too. I mean, they played a lot last year and didn't have a great season, but they certainly have experience.
All right, this is a line drive that's going to come to the 25-yard line, return to the 30, to the 35, and close to the 40-yard line, but stopped a little short. And the return by John Desimone.
Desimone,
I should have known that. All right, it's at the 37. 22 seconds left, first half.
First and 10 for Revere from their own 38-yard line.
Coming up at the half, we will replay Coach Ciccatelli's pregame interview, among other things. 22 seconds left to go with the man in motion. Gloucester coming up to the line of scrimmage as Noel gets the handoff, and he's just tackled by the right side of the Gloucester defense after a yard gain, maybe two.
Noel on the carry.
Noel gets to the 40, and Revere will take a timeout.
St. Peter was in on that last tackle for Gloucester.
With 13 seconds left. Who is he calling? Who is St. Peter? Hmm. 13 seconds left to go. All the scoring by Gloucester in this first half. Jermaine Edward with two touchdowns. Alex Enos with the other. Now they're moving the clock down to 9 seconds. And again, nice turnout by the Revere student body and the Revere side of things.
Boy, what a change, Rick. 5 years ago, we played here. We lost two players, and it was due to the condition of the field. It was it actually wasn't a rainy night, but it rained the day before, and it was like six puddles that were looked like acres.
You had lakes out there. So, of course, over on Channel B, we have Beverly at Lynn English, and we've got games coming up next weekend, Peabody at Lynn Classical, Winthrop at Gloucester. Marty Smith will be doing that game with Paul Ingram. Back to pass. Murphy, he's got a man open, just overthrown at the 45-yard line. Rivera, the intended receiver, covered by Cody.
Third and nine, Rivera.
And it's 5 seconds left. Thought that one was going to be completed.
Well, he's short, and he's a tough kid to hit, but that's a tough pass to throw, too. It's what they did is they got him out of the backfield. So Gloucester's playing man-to-man, so a linebacker had to cover Rivera. But Cody did a pretty good job.
Third and nine, but that's academic. It's at the 40. 5 seconds left to go in the half. So Rivera wants to put it up there, but they're going to sweep. Ball is lost, picked up again by Rivera. He's trying to evade tacklers in the backfield, and he will do a good job getting it back to the line of scrimmage. But that will do it.
Rivera on the carry.
So we have come to the end of the first half of play, and Gloucester leads just won by a score of 22 to nothing. We'll take a break and come back with more. You're listening to MSNNewsSports.com.
Also, Red.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. I think we can bring the mic in again. Let's just bring this in so we can be able to talk here a little bit. My goodness gracious. All right, so Gloucester leads 22-0, scoring on its first three possessions. Let's see, they opened up the game with 10-13 gone. So what was that, 47 seconds? It was three plays, 58 yards. Edwards scoring the first of his two touchdowns tonight. So early in the game, 6-0 Gloucester. And then Alex Enos picked up a fumble after a run by a running back for the Fishermen. We're now 1 yard in, 9 plays, 95 yards total, 14-0 at that point, 6:15 left to go in the half. And then Gloucester continued with 30 seconds left to go, 6 plays, 83 yards, helped by a 61-yard pass play from quarterback Cody to Alex Enos, and 6 plays, 83 yards the total. Edward finishing it off with a 4-yard run. Cody got the 2 points, and Gloucester is on top 22-0. 236 yards of offense for the Fisherman, 82 for Revere. Enos, leading ball carrier, 5 carries, 73 yards. Also the 1 pass catch for 61 yards. And Jermaine Edward, 5 carries for 40 yards for Gloucester. And it's been the Gloucester offense so far tonight, Paul.
Well, Gloucester's got some good backs and the offensive line. I guess, you know, it's probably like last week. The Gloucester's winning at the offensive line and defensive line. Revere's having trouble running the ball, and they're going to have to complete some passes, I think, to have to move the ball to score or get some breaks that Gloucester had some turnovers. But Gloucester's winning the battle at the line of scrimmage, certainly.
All right, we'll need to take another break after we hear from Coach Ciccatelli first. Again, we had a little bit of a problem before the game, so we'll run Coach Lou Ciccatelli of Revere, his pregame interview, and then we'll come back with some more chatter. But at the half, it's 22-0 Gloucester.
Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli is with us prior to their game against Gloucester on Friday night. And Lou, crazy week weather-wise here. We finally got some wet weather, but you guys are out working out.
Yeah, it was. We're lucky. We're very happy to get on the field. It was pouring, raining all day, but we need to get out. And the good news is we have the new turf. We most certainly wouldn't have been able to get out here with the old mud bowl. So we're here for a good hard practice, and the boys are ready for it.
All right. Now you guys are coming off a win a week ago, and 3-0, and obviously looking pretty good. And some thoughts on your football team.
Like I said earlier in the week, I like my football team. I think we're a scrappy bunch. They work really hard. They worked hard in the off season, and 3-0 is a good start. It's paying off thus far, and it's just something that we have to keep going as a team. The coaches have to keep it going, keep the enthusiasm up, keep coaching the kids up, and hopefully good things can happen this year for us.
Well, let's pull a couple of so I would call them excerpts, let's say, out of the game from last Friday night. What players do you think stepped up and did a nice job for you?
I think, well, Stevie Knoll. Stevie Knoll had a monster game. You know, he had a lot of running off tackle. He had 75 yards. He also had about eight tackles on defense. And he's my captain. He's one of our leaders. He played great, as did Danny Murphy. Danny was a leader. We had 2 80-yard drives down the field, and Danny orchestrated those and did a great job with that. But the play that sticks out to me the most was in the third quarter. It could have got hairy fast. They blocked a punt. They blocked a punt. They got the ball. And at this point, we're down 14-13. Then the next play, 2 plays, Victor Rivera gets a key interception. And it was an interception that led to a 70-yard drive that ultimately won us the football game.
Yeah. It always helps to get the turnovers and then capitalize it. It's huge.
Yeah. It's huge. Yeah. So thus far we're 3-0. Obviously it's where we want to be, and but we most certainly know we got our work cut out for us with Gloucester coming into town. They're a very, very good football team.
I'm sure you watched the game Saturday in Swampscott, in which they rolled over Swampscott in the first half. And now, in light of what we're hearing about what happened in Swampscott, I'm not going to have you weigh in on any of that stuff. I won't do that to you, but. But that was the day after the so-called hazing incident occurred, and I'm wondering if they were a little bit deflated, Swampscott. But still, Gloucester's off to a very good start this year.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. I mean, I'm not really sure about that whole story, but if that's the case, I'm sure they were somewhat deflated. But no, make no mistake about it. Take nothing away from Gloucester. We saw them play Beverly, and even still, that game, I know they struggled a little bit, but I watched them go up and down the field. They just didn't punch it in. And they're a team to be reckoned with. They do everything right. They get off the ball very, very quickly. Their offensive line is the thing that I'm amazed with, because they all do their job. They're scooping on the backside. They're down blocking on the play side. And it looks like they've got a sea of red downfield every play. So it's going to be a game that we're going to have to make no mistakes in order to win.
How about injuries for Revere?
We got a couple of guys out. We got my guard and my starting defensive end is out. He's got a bad high ankle sprain. He'll be out this week. And I still don't have my captain, who's a two-way starter. He hasn't played this year, and we're hoping we get him back next week for Saugus. Other than that, we're okay.
Coach, always good talking with you. Good luck this weekend.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, general manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Well, it's going to be an abbreviated halftime show, as we just heard from Coach Ciccatelli, and Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, is in the booth. And Nick, some interesting scores around the league, with Winthrop leading Salem and Marblehead leading Peabody by a rather large amount in halftime.
Yeah, the big surprise over in Wynn, 7-6 Beverly over Lynn English late in the second quarter. Definitely didn't see that coming. I picked 42-6 Beverly in the paper, so I guess I was right on that.
Yeah, I never get into that stuff.
That's why I'm in last place.
Never get into that stuff.
To, you know,
well, Gloucester's returning to the field already, as Coach Ingram brought pizza up here for everybody, as he usually does. And he's going to have to eat it pretty fast as Revere came back early. But I don't know, Nick, I was just talking to you and Coach about first half possessions by Gloucester in 2 weeks. It's just, I've never heard anything like it. Ten straight possessions.
Ten touchdowns, and they're going a long way today. They had some pretty good field position last week.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a 94-yard drive and an 84-yard drive today. what, six plays to go 84 yards and eight plays to go 94 yards. So, they're picking up some big yardage. Their big holes off tackle and sweep again seem to be working. And then, you know, when they're committing to those, they're going with Edward up the middle, and he's chewing up those tough yards in those tough areas.
And Revere has got, some rhythm. I think not getting that touchdown early on hurt because they had that long, had the ball for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, Revere's moved it a couple times, too. The Gloucester defense covered a couple big plays. I know there's Edward again, that big tackle on a third down play when Revere looked like they were going to go in to at least tie the score. And then they had another a big stop down here just over midfield on Revere's second drive. But they moved it on those first two drives. They just couldn't punch it in.
We had our player of the week last week from Revere, as I believe it was Steve Noel. Coach Ciccatelli on, but Nick, Alex Enos, I thought he was an all-star in hockey. He got snubbed, and tonight he's not going to be denied tonight. I mean, he's making an impact.
Yeah, I mean, he's up over 100 total yards again, leading the team in rushing again. So, he's just picking up big gains. Revere made it look like they made a couple adjustments on that last Gloucester drive, and then they throw it to him over the top, and he goes for 61 yards.
All right, any other thoughts, Nick? Because it looks like we're getting ready to start the second half.
Well, I think Revere has to take this one down and score here. Because they haven't proven they can stop Gloucester yet, so they're going to have to get some momentum their way and take this first drive down and get some points out of it.
All right, thank you, sir. I'll let you go back into the coach's room. Thanks, Nick. Hi, this is Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, as we get ready for the second half. And Revere will get the ball to start the second half. Again, for the Revere Patriots, a total of 82 yards in that first half, and the bulk of that came on their very first possession as they marched 56 yards in 17 plays and did not score. So, we should point out, I suppose, that they were aided by three Gloucester penalties on that possession. So Revere needing to find its offensive rhythm, Gloucester again scoring on its... only had the ball three times in that first half and scored all three times. So, three possessions for Gloucester and three possessions for Revere. And we go to the second half. Revere will be at Saugus next Saturday, and Gloucester will be back home against Winthrop next week. And our broadcast games, the video game will be from Gloucester. It'll be Winthrop at Gloucester. And our second game over on Channel B will be Peabody at Lynn Classical. And then on Saturday, we will feature Marblehead at Beverly. That game to be played at Endicott College. And they've got a pretty nice field, too, don't they, Paul?
Yeah. Is that where they're playing all their games?
No. They've been on the road. This will be their first home game, I believe. Beverly's been on the road for every game.
I see. Yeah.
They have not played a home game. But they will be at Endicott next weekend.
Well, let's see what happens here in the second half with Revere's offense and defensively, if they can make some adjustments. They actually weren't in the locker room very long. So.
No, they came right out.
Yeah.
Ready to go. So Gloucester will kick off from left to right. Who's the kicker? 61? Ryan Sanfilippo. So it's a short kick coming on to Rivera at the 25. He breaks a tackle, cuts it back to the middle of the field, running laterally at the 27. And he's going to be stopped there after a long run laterally. Not too much forward, but it'll be first down.
Nice tackle by Nate Young.
Nate Young, yeah. All right, so Revere starts.
28. First and 10 for Revere from their own 28.
I think everybody heard that. Just underway as Revere trailing by a score of 22-0. Murphy is the quarterback. He's going to be back in the shotgun with spreading the field, twins on both sides of the field, ball midway between the hash. And it's a run play, Murphy keeping it. And, no, I'm sorry. He handed it off to... Oh, he did keep it. Okay. Got a couple. Or not.
Cody in on a tackle.
Give him one.
For Gloucester. No gain. Second and 10 for
Revere. I guess it is still at the 28, so... No gain on the run play that time with receivers all over the place. All right, they're going to do the same thing. Split two out on each side, and back in the shotgun is the quarterback. And Murphy is the quarterback. And long count. Rolling to his right, looking downfield, shoots it underneath, and it's going to be incomplete looking for the 39-yard line. The intended receiver.
Gloucester's playing like Lopez. Gloucester's playing like a monster defense. They got two wide receivers on each side, and their secondary is man-to-man on them. Then they have four down linemen, then two linebackers, and then they take the other third linebacker, and they put him almost as a safety. Might be reading Rivera, keeping a man on him, or he might be seeing the quarterback. I'm not sure which one, but it's a different, little different look.
Cool night. It's right around 50 degrees, wind out of the north at about 15, 20 miles an hour, but no rain right now. Sorry about that. Keep that plug in. Back to pass, Murphy. Hits it out in the right side to Lopez, and he's going to break a tackle at the 28, get it across the 30 to the 35, and short of the first down at the 37. About a yard or two short. So Lopez did a good job of breaking a tackle and getting forward progress out to the 37, so it's fourth and one. The fourth and one looks like they're going to go for it with Murphy coming over to talk with Coach Ciccatelli and sprinting back onto the field. Ball is on the far hash mark, and again, up front, Anthony DiStefano, John Salcido, Fotren, Jordy Palma for Revere. DeSimone, one of the receivers. He's put out left as Frank Antrim with Rivera in the middle. Quarterback keeper. And he.
They got a good push by their line there.
First down. First down. Lost her player, not moving, not getting up.
Murphy on the carry.
It is.
Is that Philpott?
Yep. It is. He's out to the ball is at the 42, so it's a 5 yard gain on the keeper. But Philpott is just staying prone at the moment.
Appears like he's holding his knee. That would be a big loss for Gloucester. It's a big part of their offense and their defense.
And like many of the families in the area, a very athletic family for the Philpotts. Older brother Adam played for U a few years ago. He's out of school now, right? Graduated, I believe. And so Philpott is sort of reclining as they look at him. 9:14 left to go, third quarter. First possession of the second half for Revere. And looks like he's going to walk off on his own power. He's walking gingerly, but walking on his own steam. So maybe the proverbial just shaken up. Let's hope. But a tremendous push that time by the front line for Revere. 5 yards on the quarterback keeper. First down. They have it out to the 42. Murphy is the quarterback. DeSimone, Noftel, Antrim. The receivers, Furlong, Rivera. Running backs, hello. Steve Noel is in the backfield now. Noel is in the backfield with Murphy in the shotgun. Twins to the left, slot receiver off to the right. Rolling to his left, Murphy. Sprinting out to 40, keeping it. 45 and hit out of bounds at the 45 after a couple of yards. Eric Cameron with a tackle.
Murphy, run out of bounds.
So 3 yard gain, second and seven, as Murphy ends up out of bounds at the 45, so the ball is on the near hash mark as Revere is moving from right to left. 8:43 left to go, third quarter. Gloucester with three possessions and three touchdowns in the first half. They do have Jake Truck, Andrew Amaral, Jacob Emerson up front trying to see who's in for Philpott.
Well, generally, if a dominant player like Philpott is out, usually attack is reserved.
Okay, here's a reverse for Revere that gets a few yards from left to right. It's Furlong with the carry. He's right on the on the hat of the tricolor.
Furlong on the carry.
At the 47. 2 yard gain.
Emerald in on the tackle for Gloucester. When in doubt, rely on Murphy. We got nobody on the center. We got third and four at the 48. He's the fastest kid on the field. If he can get loose. Third and four for Revere.
So let's see. Furlong has it out to the 40. Man, I'm confused here. I'm running in the wrong spot. Like to see a little out pass, Mike? All right. It is at the 48. So 3 yard gain, third down, and four or five to go for Revere.
Gloucester's lined up.
Murphy's rolling to his right. It's complete, and it's going to be Lopez all the way down to the 40-yard line. And I think this is going to stand. I think the penalty might have been against Gloucester.
Gloucester's defensive end that came in for Philpott. He's lined up offsides. You could see it from here.
So it's a first down. Lopez getting the bulk of the doing the bulk of the work to the Gloucester 40. 12-yard gain, first and 10, Revere. They keep it on the march. Another sustained drive by the Revere Patriots. They need to score to get back into this one. Down 22 to nothing.
It's a little chilly, but there's no rain. The field can't be slippery.
And again, game brought to you by attorney Robert J. Mandruga. See Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. First and 10 for Revere at the Gloucester 40 on the far hash mark. Shotgun, timeout, Revere. Revere coach is not too happy up here in the booth. So they take their first time out of the second half, which gives us time to mention that this game brought to you in part by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. HarringtonTrophy.com, quality products and exceptional customer service. And don't forget the glory of Food Store. They are consistently Beverly's number one deli, and they are consistently open during business hours, no matter the weather. Flag hanging straight down right now on the far sideline, and the little pennants that they have on the goalposts are just kind of fluttering in all directions on both goalposts, so not a lot of wind right now.
Actually, it's a perfect night for the kids to play.
Not bad. All right, it's first and 10. Finally back to the line of scrimmage in the shotgun. Murphy fires it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Penalty on Gloucester.
I'm going to call pass interference on Gloucester.
It was intended for Frank Antrim at the 32. Flag on the play. What's a 10-yard penalty, Paul?
Exactly.
I think it's 10 yards from scrimmage.
I believe so. Let's see what it is. Interference. Sometimes it's holding.
Right. Well, either way, it could be 15, though, right? If it's holding. So the ball is at the 34. They'll bring it down to the 24.
Actually, it was pretty good coverage by Nate Young, but he kind of reached in just a little bit early. It's tough to time it.
Gloucester, 34-yard line.
Okay, it's at the 34 after they put the penalty, so the penalty must have...
Wow, that's...
I don't get it.
I don't get that one either.
Got a 6-yard gain out of that on the penalty. Okay, well, it's first down at the 34. Rivera gets the handoff, and he is clobbered and driven backwards. No gain. Jake Schrock, first man there.
Rivera on the carry.
Oof. Loses
in on that last tackle for Gloucester.
A couple yards back to the 37, so it's a 3-yard loss. 6:51 left to go. Revere starting this drive at their own 28, and this will be the 10th play of this series as we're approaching 5 minutes of possession for Revere.
We had a 17-play drive stalled at the 5-yard line. Really unheard of.
6.5 minutes left to go. Revere out of the huddle. 2nd and 13 for the Patriots. They're going to put twins out to the far near side of the field. And they've got a slot receiver and one receiver out to the right. One running back in the backfield with Murphy. He's going to flare it out to the right flat. Again, it's overthrown. Revere, the intended receiver at the 40 in the backfield. Nice spiral, but just too high. He needs taller receivers.
3rd and 13 for Revere.
6 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third quarter. Well, the receiver, it's a swing pass, and he's heading towards the sideline, and he's not really going up the field, and you have to throw it for his head or his face. You can't lead him too much because he's going in, he's fighting that direction. So it takes practice to make all these different types of throws. It's not always the same kind of throw. And sometimes you lead them, and sometimes you don't.
All right, we're going to have trips to the left and twins to the right. Empty backfield with Murphy. Rolling to his left. He's going to have time to throw. Launches it. Caught by Rivera at the 25 and out of bounds. No, it's Lopez. Covered by Enos, but I think it's going to be short of the first down.
I think it is too, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice throw.
Hmm.
Well, what they're doing is they're rolling him out, and he's actually...
just short.
Seems to be more effective. It's giving the receivers more time to get open and giving him more time to look downfield.
Well, the ball is at the 25, and they need to get to the 24 for the first down. Murphy talking with Coach Ciccatelli on the near sideline right now and sprints back to the huddle. 6:04 left to go. This will be the 12th play of this drive, and they absolutely want to finish this one off. They're going to send, Twins out to the right.
That even defense again. So
the offset back. You got pitch, fake pitch, kept by Murphy. Trying to spin outside. He's retreating. He's going backwards. And there's a penalty marker. So he's driven out of bounds for a loss back to the 33, but hold on.
Two players are in each other's face. There's a flag on the plate. They're offset penalties, it looks like.
So we're all waiting up here for the disposition of the penalty, and we're going to get a signal or not. Hey, everybody, it's holding on Gloucester.
Holding against Gloucester.
So that'll give, chop block on
chop
Revere.
Chop block against Revere.
So
offset,
play it again. As it turns out, a break for Revere because the offsetting penalties allow Revere to try it one more time. Otherwise, they turned it over on downs. Game brought to you by the Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arts, building a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Check them out at lynnmuseum.org. And by Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance for complete peace of mind. So it's fourth down and still that yard to go as the game has just kind of ground to a halt here with the penalties and the timeouts.
Well, Gloucester's playing that even defense. They don't have anybody over the center, but they have two linebackers that were blitzing A-gaps, both A-gaps. So
quarterback keeper's been successful all night.
It has.
Right at the middle.
But now they got a lot of bodies up there, too. But you hate going sideways with these plays.
Well, still waiting for the start. Here we go. All right, now Murphy is under center with one back behind him. On the fourth and one, Gloucester jumps.
Flag on the plate.
Offside Gloucester. There's your first down.
Offside. Offside Gloucester.
Yeah.
That's the seventh penalty on Gloucester. Offside, Gloucester.
First down.
First and 10 for Revere from the Gloucester 20-yard line.
A team that seems so disciplined on offense, on defense.
So it is a first down for Revere as they continue to drive. They've had the ball for 5 minutes now in this third quarter. Score still is 22-0. Scores by Jermaine Edward, a couple of them, and Alex Enos on a fumble recovery, walking into the end zone from a yard out. Gloucester has not touched the ball on offense. Twins to the right, twins to the left. Pistol formation with Murphy in the backfield, about 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. Looking to his right, throws it complete to the 9-yard line. And this will be a first and goal. Complete to Lopez at the 9.
A lot of the passing game is timing, that the ball is in the air just before the receiver makes the break. And that's what happened there. That was a tough one to cover.
Yeah, Lopez came
well
back.
Well thrown and a really good pass.
Came back nicely, cradled it in, and rolled over at the 9. So it's first and goal at the 9. Now Revere with a chance to climb back in this thing. Moving it down to 5.5 minutes left to go. Gloucester has not touched the ball in the second half. Murphy in the shotgun. He gets the snap, looking to his left. He will run with it, and he gets about 2 yards. To the 7.
Murphy on the keeper.
Well, good decision. It looked like all the receivers were covered pretty well.
Tackled by Edmund.
Don't take the risk.
Give a yard.
Still got 3 more downs.
Give a yard to the 8.
Second and goal for Revere from the 7.
15th play coming up. 15th play of this drive coming up. Yep.
Revere has held the ball for the first 7 minutes of the second half.
You and Peter both
so we're inside the 5-minute mark, and it's second and goal from the 7-yard line. Now they're going to spread the field again with twins out to the left and right, and the one running back with Murphy. Back at his 11-yard line in the shotgun. Gets the snap and rolls to his left. Shoots it to the left. It's going to be caught, and a touchdown by Lopez. Firing it underneath, well executed, and Revere's on the board. It's 22-6.
Touchdown, Victor Rivera. 15 play drives, 7 yards, culminating in a Murphy to Revere touchdown.
It's hard to cover down on the goal line. especially when you're man-to-man. You're really forced to go man-to-man down there, and they just run these crossing routes, and you get picked.
Very nice pass play, and run by Rivera. Good pass, good catch, and he had plenty of room to get into the end zone. And for the Revere Patriots, that is 15 plays and 15 plays and 72 yards. So they will line up to go for two down, 22-6. Man open in the end zone, and he's got it. Other side goes to Lopez, and they got the two. It's 22-8.
Very nice throw. Good timing there again. As soon as he made his break to the sideline, the ball was already on its way, and he turns around, and there it is. So Murphy's warming up here. Now Revere has to stop Gloucester, though.
So Lopez,
which they haven't been able to do yet,
with all 8 points, finishing off 15 plays, and he also gets the 2-point conversion. 15 plays, 72 yards. It's 22-8. As Gloucester has not touched the ball so far, with 4:33 left to go in this third quarter. Now, Coach, does Revere onside kick?
No, I don't.
Well, but just, boy, that's another long time of possession.
I wouldn't. I mean, it just, you can't get, you haven't proven yet you can stop Gloucester, so why give him the ball at the 50?
Number nine, Sanfilippo. Which I believe happened earlier in the game, to start the game.
Number 34, Gosh, back to receive for Gloucester. He's got the fans going crazy. Number 44, Joel, kicking off.
So Anthony DiStefano will kick off for... Oh, no, it's Noel. DiStefano was up there, but now it's Steve Noel teeing it up. And let's see. So Gloucester, we'll see if they actually get the ball in the second half here. Patrick Goss is on the near side. I don't know who the far side is. He's at his own 20. So Noel puts the right foot in it. There's a swift kick again. It is an offside kick, but it's covered by Gloucester at the 48. And, oh, that's Latassa, Andrew Latassa, with a recovery at the 48. So, short field.
Well,
Latassa recovered the onside kick.
I don't know if there's a penalty here or something.
Well, they have the ball at the 48 after the squib kick or onside kick. Now, I don't think you have much better field position than this, can you? Yeah, it's a penalty against Revere. Ball goes over to the 47-yard line of Revere. So Gloucester starts first and 10 at the Revere 47 after the penalty. Wow. So 22-8 after the Lopez touchdown from Murphy. It was a thing of beauty, as was the 2-point conversion. Gloucester touching the ball for the first time in the second half. As Cody leads...
My experience executing an onside kick is not a high percentage play.
Lopez almost jumped offside, but he got back. Handoff inside, run play for Gloucester. And it is going to be a big gainer. 35, 30, breaking it outside, 20, and 10, 5. And it's a touchdown for Brucey Sanfilippo. He got it. One play, 47 yards. Sanfilippo with the score. So one play, 47 yards, just a counter play, and see you later.
Well, it's just off tackle. I mean, it's a pretty basic play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, it's 4:33.
So Gloucester extends the lead to 28-8 after the Revere touchdown. And let's see if we can. I got to add the totals here. 154 yards for Revere and close to 300 now at 283 for Gloucester as they'll line up for the 2 points. 28-8 with just over 4 minutes left to go. Revere coming up on the line of scrimmage. Double handoff. Enos, the second handoff, going on the outside, and he walks into the end zone. So he gets the 2 points, and it's now 30-8.
Enos on the reverse. Looks for the 2-point conversion for Gloucester.
47 yards, so Gloucester's had four possessions, four scores. Enos the 2 points. One play, 47 yards.
Joe Matola's still in the booth, still no food.
Well, Gloucester scored seven times on its first seven possessions last week, Paul, and now they've scored four times, touchdowns, all touchdowns on its first four possessions in this one. That's some pretty consistent offense.
Well, it's basic plays, too. I mean, it's nothing, you know, tricky.
Get that microphone back out there. Oh, we'll see what the wind does to that mic.
52 to Stefano, 5 Rivera.
Have to bring it in.
Zach
yeah, I know.
Rivera.
I know.
66 Russell kicking off for Gloucester.
All right, so check the scoreboard in a minute. It is 30-8 with Gloucester leading it. Good high kick that's going to come down to the 15-yard line. Return to the 20, to the 25, and out near the 30-yard line. I didn't say who it was, but they're saying up here it was DiStefano. We'll go with that.
Right, 52.
Anthony DiStefano, a center, returning the ball out to the 32-yard line.
DiStefano on the return.
How about that?
First and 10 for Rivera from their own 30-yard line.
So they're in good field position to start. They've had three tremendous long time of possession drives and just the one score. As it is 32-8, Gloucester leading. Murphy back in the shotgun on the far hash mark with Revere moving from right to left. He's looking to the left. He'll run with it. 30, 35, 40, 45, and out of bounds at the 47.
Murphy on the keeper.
So he's been the best running back tonight.
Run out of bounds by number 12.
17-yard gain, first and 10, all the way out. Well, now let's see. A little short of that. They're going to put it to 45.
First and 10 for Revere.
44.
44-yard line.
So it's a 14-yard gain. Quick first down for Revere this time. At the 44, they're going to stay in the shotgun. Empty backfield. Gets the low snap, runs to his left as Murphy. He'll shoot it underneath. It's a nice catch by Lopez at the Gloucester 41-yard line. And he goes out of bounds. Boy, he reached up and snagged that one. A beautiful catch. Put it at the Gloucester 42.
From the Gloucester 42-yard line.
Well, they found something that the defensive end to Gloucester's right is getting pinned in, and there's no contain. So the quarterback's got a choice. He's rolling out, and he can either run the ball or he can throw the ball. And if he does choose to throw it, he's got plenty of time to set his feet and be accurate.
And we should point out that was Phil Potts' side. Phil Potts has not come back in the game.
Right, yeah.
So that's what you call that they would take advantage of that. And they have. So first and 10 with the ball at the Gloucester 42. Revere on the march again after scoring on its most recent possession. North Shore Sports Night on Monday night. Probably not heard this Monday or next Monday. We'll take a couple of weeks off. But we do have football next week for you, of course. And tonight's game is brought to you by the Porthole Restaurant. Try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. North Shore Dining Landmark, located on the water on the Linway in Lynn. And by Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows in a comfortable setting. For listings and tickets, go to LynnAuditorium.com. Don't forget the daily item, Lynn, and ItemLive.com. First and 10 for Revere. They're at the Gloucester 42-yard line at the near hash mark, moving from right to left. 30-8, Gloucester leads, but Revere on the march again, just inside 4 minutes in the third quarter. Murphy throws it over the middle, man open. Oh, it's incomplete. In stride, Lopez had it at the 15 and just lost it.
Well, beautiful route, but I always told the kids that if it's above your waist, thumbs in. Yeah, it's much easier to catch a ball. He had his thumbs out, and I'd rather grab the ball than to try and cradle it in my hands.
Second 10 is the result, but that one was wide open. Murphy hitting on all cylinders now with the passing game for Revere. Sticking with the passing game. Back to throw. Under some pressure, and he is clobbered back at the 48-yard line. His momentum will probably be at the 50. No, they're going to put it at the Revere 49. So that time, the Gloucester defense collapsed the offensive line and got to Murphy as he was looking downfield. Back to the 49. 9-yard loss. Be second and check it. Third and 19. Long huddle. DiStefano brings him out. Overload on the right side with the bunch formation on the right. Three receivers on the right. One on the left. One in the backfield with Murphy. Here comes the blitz. It's up in the air and almost intercepted, but it falls incomplete. Fourth down.
Incomplete.
So what did Gloucester do, Paul? Blitz on those last two plays?
Yeah, it looks like they sent the two middle linebackers.
And that
you know,
did,
if they're not helping in coverage, you got to get to them. And it's, I don't care who you are, a quarterback, you've got pressure on you. It's a whole different ball game.
All right, it's fourth and 19 from the Revere 49. Now they're showing punt. We'll see. Steve Noel, I think. Is that him in the... No? Let me see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's going to be... It is a punt. It's a good kick that's going to hit at the Gloucester 27, roll down toward the 20-yard line. So the fishermen start over first and 10 at the 21 after... that drive fizzled after the blitzing.
Well, sacks are just killers. I mean, calling plays, you always want to stay on schedule, you know. Second and 7, third and 3.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got third and 20, there's not many plays you can call that's going to be designed to make up that difference. So sacks are just a tough thing to overcome.
Impressive play by Oscar Lopez as a receiver, but Gloucester has it first and 10 from their own 21. It's Sanfilippo rolling around the left side, following his blockers patiently and getting a first down out to the 34. Just reading the blockers, have his hand on one of them and just took his time. That was 9, wasn't it? Not 3, that was Sanfilippo. So it's out to the 34. 13-yard gain, first down.
The last two plays have just been off tackle.
And
look at the yardage they've gained.
Yep, last two plays. Well, the one before that was the 47-yarder, so that's 88 yards in two plays. And Sanfilippo getting this one for the first down out to the 34 with the clock moving. 2 minutes left to go, third quarter. And this is a run play up the middle. And Edward brings it to the 50.
Edward on the carry.
Good heavens. So that's a 16-yard gain.
On a tackle for Revere.
Gloucester has scored 4 touchdowns in its first 4 possessions. They scored 7 touchdowns in their first 7 possessions a week ago. So the offensive show continues. You might be able to tell we're very close to the Revere student body with the microphone out there. First and 10, Gloucester at the 50. They are on the far hash mark moving from left to right. Cameron is going to be split to the right. Cody talking with him. And Gloucester has to take the timeout. Philpott not back in. Oh, he is back in the game, Paul.
20-second timeout. Gloucester.
Yep, Philpott is back in the game.
Good.
So Gloucester takes the timeout.
Maybe play him just one way now.
Mm-hmm. Again, we have more football coming up for you next weekend. Peabody at Lynn Classical will be on Channel B. Channel A will feature Winthrop at Gloucester. We're scheduled to be the video game. And then on Saturday, it's Marblehead at Beverly, and that game scheduled to be played at Endicott College. So Gloucester breaks the huddle, first and 10, leading 30-8 on the march from their own 21. They're at the 50. split backfield behind quarterback Cody. And again, everybody within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage for Revere. And it's a pass play. Cody is going to throw it incomplete. Enos had to come back for it at the 42. He's wide open, but he couldn't quite come back to it. Pass was a little short.
Well, they faked a quick pitch. They put a man in motion. They send the split end right straight up the field, and then the man in motion follows them about 10 yards deeper, shallower. And it's tough to cover because the quick pitch, you got to come up pretty quick. And so they fake that, and they get the outside guy to commit to it. And that second receiver is wide open down the sideline.
Again, everybody within 4 or 5 yards of the line of scrimmage on defense. Sanfilippo tripped up at the line of scrimmage, gets away and gets the first down and carries a tackler forward to the Revere 37-yard line. He just keeps his legs going.
I think there's a penalty. There's a holding on Gloucester.
Bring it back. Would have had it to the 37, so this is big, big penalty. Going to push the fishermen back on their side of the field. And let's see where it goes. Back to the 40. But it would have been at the Revere 37. They're back at their own 40 with the clock rolling at 44 seconds. 32-8, Gloucester. First half touchdowns by Jermaine Edward, a pair. Alex Enos, one. And then Sanfilippo, a 47-yarder in this one. Lopez, the lone score so far for Revere. Second and 20 for Gloucester on the far hash mark. Double handoff. It's diagnosed nicely by the defense for a big loss as Patrick Goss gets the carry. But I'm trying to see who shot the gap that time. It was a terrific defensive play by Christian Ordonez, a linebacker. Terrific defensive play, pushing the ball back to the Gloucester 32. 8 yard loss, Goss the carry. Now it's 28, third and 28. And they'll take a timeout. I told you, Paul, I did see a third and 70 a couple years ago with Tim. Oh, that's the end of the third. All right. There's the reason. We'll come back after three. It is 30. Sorry about that. Hold on. There we go. 30-8 as Gloucester leads this one. And we'll be back in just a minute for the final quarter.
Why are you voting for Paul McGeary?
I'm voting for Paul McGeary for mayor because he does his homework and he gets things done.
He's been my city councilor and is always helpful.
He fights for our schools.
Paul helps us support sobriety and combat substance abuse.
He listens.
He'll bring good jobs to Gloucester.
I trust Paul.
I'm Paul McGeary. I'm asking for your vote for mayor on November 3rd, and I approve this message.
We come back for the final 11 minutes, and Revere has a chance now to pin Gloucester back and get good field position for themselves again as we start the fourth quarter. Gloucester is back at their own 32, and it is a third and 28. So what do you do, just something safe here?
Well, I used to run fullback trap, and sometimes you get it. Spread them out and pop it right up the middle, but... You know, you want to. I don't know if you really want to throw the ball here. You got a nice lead. I mean, don't do something that's going to give them momentum. You have to punt. You have to punt.
Okie doke. So here it is. Let's see what transpires, as they say. So everybody tight.
You might come back with that safety, reading the safety.
No, there's right. Your fullback trap up the middle. Good night. See you later. It may go all the way. 40, 30, 20. 10, 5, and in. It is Jermaine Edward again. Oh, my goodness, Paul, you called it again. 68 yards on a third and 28. So Edward with his third touchdown of the night. 36-8. Oh, my goodness. 68 yards. Oh, they don't give it to him. Yeah, he's got it. So that is Edward's third carry.
So 36-8, 10:47 left in the third quarter.
Yep, that's from 32, so it's a 68-yard run. Just a fullback trap up the middle, and that is, let's see, on five plays and 79 yards. So Gloucester approaching the 400-yard mark again in offense tonight, and they now have scored on their fifth straight possession. Shot the point after attempt, blocked, and it ends. So it's 36-8.
Bad snap and
extra point attempt, no good.
The holder was couldn't get it down in time.
36, Revere 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive possessions for touchdowns. Going with the 7 they had in the first half last week. Before a lot of the substitutes went in. So another impressive offensive showing for Gloucester, and they just keep rolling it up. It's amazing. Edward with his third touchdown of the night. Sanfilippo, Edward, Enos on the ground primarily tonight. And Revere will get the ball one more time with still almost the entire fourth quarter to go. 36-8, Revere coming into this game at 3-0, Gloucester at 2-1. Little breeze picking up again across the field, blowing from the Gloucester side over to the Revere side. So it is a cross breeze to the players on the field. This kickoff is end over end. Going to come down and bobbled at the 16, but picked up by DiStefano, the center. He rolls out to the 30. To the 25 laterally and gets close to the 30.
Stefano on the return.
Ran about 50 yards from sideline to sideline and about 2 yards forward. So it'll be first and 10 for the Revere Patriots. They are starting at the 27. 10:36 left to go in the ball game.
27 yard line.
Quarterback is Murphy all the way tonight, going to the air much in the second half, but also picking up substantial yardage on the ground. He will roll to his right with a blocker in front. Fires it, complete to Lopez again. Breaks away at the 35, 40, 45, and he is tripped up at the Gloucester 43 with a penalty marker going down.
The flag on the plate.
So Murphy and Lopez are gaining the yards tonight in the air. Got to the Gloucester 45. On the play, which would be a 28-yard gain. But there is a penalty to be disposed of here. Let's see what's going on. Revere's moved back to their side of the field, back in the huddle. And a discussion among the officials at 37. Do we get an indication?
Holding
on Gloucester and holding on Revere.
Face mask.
So bring it back.
Offsetting penalties. Played it down over.
So bring it back. Start it over again. No harm, no foul. Two fouls, no harm, I guess. It didn't take a whole lot of time off the clock, but Murphy to Lopez looks like it's got some big future for Revere the rest of the way.
Well, especially when he's been sprinting out and they've got the defensive end down on the ground. So they're doing a good job blocking defensive ends. And once the quarterback breaks contain, he's got so many more options.
And he can run. First and 10 for the Revere quarterback and the Revere Patriots. As they got a rather large deficit to overcome. Pass intercepted by Gloucester and returned to the 23-yard line. And I don't know who number 45 is. Got to look that up in your program.
46.
That's what's
intercepted by
Ryan Gabriel.
Gabriel.
So that was picked off by Gabriel. Shut that down real quick. And Gloucester's in terrific field position again.
First and 10 for Gloucester from the Revere 22-yard line.
My goodness gracious. So I expect we'll see a bunch of substitutes very soon here, if not already, for Gloucester. 10:25 left to go, and they played the entire, almost the entire second half of the second quarter on last week, getting a lot of experience. Looks like there is a new center in the game. 10:15 left to go in the ball game. Still the starting backfield, though, and Cody the quarterback. Back up tight to him. Man in motion is Enos. Hand off. Same play to Edward right up the middle. He breaks the tackle down to the 10, and it looks like it's going to be first and goal.
Edward on the carry.
That's just an ISO. They isolate the back on the middle linebacker, and the fullback gets the ball and just reads the block of the halfback.
First and goal from the 9, and I think we'll go to the program here very soon. They are bringing substitutes in for the front line now. Substituting liberally. We'll see if we can get some of the numbers for you. But
well,
it is
Nate Young's in a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Cameron is the wing off to the left. They have a new wing off to the right. That's Tyler Munsevang. Saw a lot of action last week. And it is a run play that is going to cut back and go down to about the 1 yard line. John Mondello with the carry. John Mondello in the game now.
Number 6, Mondello on the carry.
So Mondello gets it to the 1. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 1.
1st and goal for Gloucester from the Revere 1 yard line.
Again, it is 2nd and goal from the 1, as again, rest of the subs come in and the rest of the starters go out, with 8:40 left to go in the game, clock moving. Let's see. That yard marker, Paul, is on the far sideline. Is that outside the 2, isn't it? So it's just outside the 2-yard line, so it'll be 2nd and goal from the 2. New center in the game for Gloucester. New everybody. Nate Young is the quarterback. One running back behind him. Take too long or a timeout? Kevin Gabriel is the other running back. Gabriel, a sophomore at 6 feet, 160. Timeout, Gloucester.
Timeout, Gloucester.
And coach, really, Paul mentioned what you did about when you can get non-starters into the game and get some significant playing time. How much a difference it makes at practice.
That certainly does.
2nd and goal from the 2-yard line for Gloucester.
That's how you evaluate talent, you know, against, here in a varsity game with a big crowd. See how they perform.
And it keeps it going from year to year. So Gabriel Mondello is going to be wrapped up before he can get any stopped at the 1. And you can't tell your non-varsity players when it's not a take a knee position. You can't tell them to roll over. They got to compete.
I mean, they, you know, and I don't think the other team wants you to do it either.
Of course not. Of course not. That would be disrespectful and not received too well, I would think. So it's 3rd down at the 1-yard line. 3rd and goal from the Revere 1. And again, this is a result of a turnover, an interception. Crowd getting quiet, but it's still a good turnout by the Revere student body. And again, that's great to see. So, Jared Martin in the game now. Ball is up for grabs, and Revere comes away with it. And they're going to bring it out close to the 9-yard line. So that's the first time Gloucester has not scored tonight, but they scored in the first 5 possessions. And Revere takes over as a result of that turnover. .703 left to go in this one, and it's 36-8 Gloucester.
First and 10 for Revere from their own 9-yard line.
Murphy will again sprint to the huddle, which is a long way away from where he was at the sideline. So twins to the right, twins to the left. Gloucester again with substitutes in. Murphy, the quarterback, all the way in the shotgun back at his own 4. He'll roll to his right. Now he'll have to go back to his left and run with it. He's got running room. 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, and out of bounds close to the 45-yard line. brought down by Michael Sanfilippo, a junior 5'8", 160 into the game.
Doing a great job of blocking the defensive ends.
Well, they went out long before. Well, it's at the 43, so 34-yard gain for Murphy. He's been the leading ball carrier for Revere tonight. Gloucester with almost 400 yards of offense again tonight. They racked up 400 and plus in the first half a week ago. Murphy still the quarterback. Ball is at the 43 on the far hash mark, going from left to right, down to 6 minutes. And Gloucester leading with three touchdowns in the first half and two in the second half, scoring in the first five possessions. Pistol formation, straight back throw, long pass downfield, could be caught. Oh, as Lopez had to come back for it and couldn't quite catch up to it. Nate Young defending at the Gloucester 32.
Second and 10 for Revere.
That ball just kind of ran out of air. I can't believe how quiet this booth is. This is really... this is... Come on, guys. Is it always... Huh? No? Ah, these guys will bounce back. Come on. They will. If not tonight, then next week. Come on. They got a good season going here. And they're very impressive.
Dude, take that
knife out of my car. Last time we had a radio opposition. We're not... Okay, there goes Murphy down the sideline into Gloucester Real Estate. Should have the first
Murphy
down.
On the carry.
And just for clarification, we are not Gloucester broadcasters, but that's okay.
Run out of bounds by number 21, Sanfilippo.
Close to the first down.
Here we go. Murphy is moving the team against the second Gloucester second team. You can see that there's a big difference. Gloucester's first
First down at the Gloucester 47-yard line.
From the Gloucester 47-yard line.
So Murphy doing it all, getting 10 yards that time for the Patriots. And again, next Saturday, Revere will be traveling to Saugus, and Gloucester will be home against Winthrop. .538 left to go in this one. Twins to the right for Murphy. He'll go under center this time. He slips, loses the ball, and Murphy gets it and gets positive yardage to the 44-yard line.
They wanted to run that pitch again in that formation.
To the Revere 44, so it's a 3-yard gain for the Revere quarterback. Second down and 7. 5 minutes left to go in this one.
I think Murphy's a little gassed there.
Well, it's not been a sloppy game considering the field conditions. We have had turnovers, but it's not been sloppy. Okay, we got twins to the left, one arm receiver out to the right. Murphy in the shotgun. He'll put man in motion. He launches it, got a man open, just beyond the fingertips of Lopez. Almost made another spectacular catch. Would have had it at the 15 and could have gone in. Just a little bit overthrown. Coach Ciccatelli consoling quarterback Murphy right now and giving a little pat in the back, says, all right, go get him, kid. 4:44 left to go in the game. Lopez with the 8-yard touchdown reception and a number of catches tonight. Send DeSimone split out to the left, and they've got slot to the right is Rivera. Everybody jumps, and this one may have to start again. Offside, Gloucester. So it'll be 3rd and 8 for Revere. Bring the ball down to the 39.
I still have two. It's hidden somewhere in my basement.
Third and two for Revere.
So correction, third and two. It's at the 39. They need to get to the 37. Revere driving. Threatening now as they're down at 39, as we said. That strange formation again with the offset fullback handoff. Run play to Rivera. He gets the first down and plenty more. Down to the 34.
Rivera on the carry. Good for the first down for Rivera. Latasha in on that last tackle for Gloucester.
Well, Gloucester's left their original secondary in. And probably have to. It's the quality of Revere's receivers are such that if you put the younger kids in, I don't think they could cover them. So,
well, it's first and 10 for Revere, and they're at the Gloucester 33. Driving, 3:38 left to go. They've had several long drives tonight, long duration, many plays, and eating up the clock. At one point, they had most of the third quarter. They had the ball low snap, but Murphy picks it up. He'll launch it toward the end zone, and oh, it's going to be incomplete again at the 6. Once again, Lopez, the intended receiver, and he had to come back for it. That's a long pass, 50 yards or more from the far hash mark over to the near, down toward the end zone.
Well, again, he's throwing to his outside shoulder, and he's looking over his inside shoulder. So he has to actually turn around on the run and try and catch the ball.
Second and 10, of course, the clock stopped with 3:21 left to go. And earlier tonight, Marblehead leading Peabody. I believe it was 20-8 at the half. And big game down in Peabody. We also have another game, of course, Lynn English and Beverly. Beverly leading, had a slim lead in that one. And that's over on Channel B. Here is a pitch to Rivera, trying to cut it outside. He gets to the 30. Tackled by Patrick Goss.
Nice tackle by Goss, yeah.
And it's going to be right at the 30, about a 3-yard gain.
Third and 7 for Revere. It's lost at 30-yard line.
Clock rolling inside of 3 minutes. Revere beginning this drive at their own 9-yard line. So we're talking 10th play coming up. Number of snaps might even be heavily in favor of Revere as they have had ball control. Just had trouble getting it into the end zone tonight. Two receivers to the left, two to the right on the near hash mark, moving from left to right. With a man in motion, Murphy looking. Pump fakes, looks again. Now he's got a man, and it's incomplete at the goal line. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Almost too open. Frank Antrim.
Well, I think the defender got his hand in there, so I don't think it was really okay that he dropped it. Yeah, I mean, it was a jump ball.
And Antrim had to come back for it again. Murphy just launching it 40, 50 yards downfield. Nice tight spiral. 2:18 left to go in the game. Fourth and 7 for the first down. Again, Revere has had this ball for about 5 minutes on this drive. Twins out to the left and to the right. Murphy stays in the shotgun. Rush comes on. He throws it underneath to Rivera. Complete at the 25, 20. Dukes a man down to the 15, 10. Breaks a tackle. Cuts it inside. He's down to the 1-yard line. Terrific run after the catch by Rivera. 29-yard gain. Down to the 1-yard line. So it's first and goal.
Well, that's that back out of the backfield, and the linebacker has to cover him in some mismatch.
Big play, perfect pass, and run. Catch and run. So it's first and goal at the 1 for Revere. Murphy goes under center. He's been successful all night long on the keeper up the middle. He's going to come back, handoff, and it's a run play to Rivera. He gets in, touchdown. Rivera, 1 yard TD. And that is a 12 play, 91 yard touchdown drive.
Small potatoes in a game with a score like this, Mike, but you know something? It's a 91 yard drive. Another 12, 13 plays. Rivera went on huge drives and came up short on a lot of them, but.
So it is 36-14. They'll go for two. Murphy throws to the end zone. It's complete. And it's a two-pointer. I think it's Rivera again. It is. Number two, not five. So it's Lopez with the reception.
Good for the two-point conversion.
So 2 points. It's now 36-16. With a minute and 39 left to go. So 245 yards of offense for Revere. They have moved the ball all night long, getting into the end zone for the second time. And I believe for Lopez, no. Lopez got the first touchdown, Revere the second.
Well, Gloucester will probably put the all-hands team out there, but... I don't know. Usually when you have the all-hands team, you get a lot more players closer to the line. But
Rivera's kicked the squib kicked twice tonight already, I believe. So I would guess that you might be expecting it down, let's see, by 20.
Papa Jack's on Broadway. Good
family. So Rivera playing very strong. All night, just not able to stop the Gloucester running game. There is the squib kick, and it's going to go to the Gloucester 45, and Revere gets the ball.
The question is whether the Revere player...
Well, there's no penalty, so it's Revere ball.
I wasn't sure the Revere player touched it before it went 10 yards, but well executed. That's... No.
There's a late flag?
Yeah, he... He beat the ball there.
Well, that will give the ball to Gloucester. They're not going to kick it over, but officials coming to the sideline. Why? This is strange. Going to kick again. All right. They will kick again. Minute and 35 left to go.
Go out to kick over for Revere.
Going to do the exact same thing as he did before. See if he can come up with the ball. Nice and toasty in this booth, Mike.
I love it.
This, compared to years past, I mean, I still got my shorts and flip-flops on, but I used to be outside last year.
You have those on in the snow.
Shovel snow. Here we go.
Try it again.
See if we can duplicate.
So Steve Noel, one of the Gloucester, the Revere captains, will kick off once again for Revere. Puts a high short kick that's going to be fielded by Gloucester. Fair caught at the Gloucester 44-yard line by Nate Young.
Just try to chip it over.
So Revere will regroup and head down to Saugus on Saturday for a conference play. Gloucester will return home to face Winthrop on Friday night. And each team will be 3-1 at this point, so each team will be tied for first. Gloucester starting at their own 44 in this final drive with a minute and 32 left to go. So, Paul, we can wrap this up here and go ahead and get out of here. Let's see. Marblehead beat Peabody 34-14 tonight. Santos with a pair of touchdowns for Peabody. So Marblehead now at 2-3, and Peabody falls to 1-4. Is that right? Is the fifth game? Is the fifth game already? No.
This is the fourth.
This is the fourth game. So I got that wrong. So Young will take a knee, and we can wrap this thing up, Paul. While they do this. Just go over the scoring here while the clock runs down with a minute and 25. Gloucester scoring on five possessions. Just rolling with that offense once again. First touchdown with 10:13 left to go in the game. Three plays, 58 yards, Jermaine Edward making it 6-0. Alex Enos scored a little later on from a yard out. Nine plays, 95 yards, touchdown, 6:15 left to go in the half. It was 14-0 at that point. And at the half, Edward scoring a second touchdown. Six plays, 83 yards. Cody, the two-point conversion, 30 seconds left to go the half. It was 22-0. In the second half, Peabody on the board first after a 15-play, 72-yard touchdown drive that brought them to within 22-8 as Lopez caught an 8-yard pass from quarterback Murphy. And that finished off, as we said, a 15-play, 72-yard drive. 4:33, it's 22-8. But Gloucester came back again. San Filippo up the middle, 47 yards, 30-8 Gloucester. And then Jermaine Edward finishing off the scoring for Gloucester. 10:47 left to go, 36-8 at that point. Rivera, 1-yard touchdown to finish it off for Rivera, making it 36-16. Lopez, the two-point conversion on the pass play. So the final score is 36-16. You can bet that Coach Lou Ciccatelli will have the team bouncing back. This is a tough one for them to take. He knew he had a tough one coming up. Gloucester playing well. We'll take one more break and then get some final thoughts from Paul. Final score is Gloucester 36 and Revere 16. So we'll be back in just a minute.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Did you write day or night? Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Why are you voting for Paul McGeary?
I'm voting for Paul McGeary for mayor, because he does his homework and he gets things done.
He's been my city councilor and is always helpful.
He fights for our schools.
Paul helps us support sobriety and combat substance abuse.
He listens.
He'll bring good jobs to Gloucester.
I trust Paul.
I'm Paul McGeary. I'm asking for your vote for mayor on November 3rd, and I approve this message.
All right, we're back. Final comments from Paul Ingram as Gloucester wins this thing by a score of 36-16. Revere taking its first loss of the season at 3-1 for Coach Ciccatelli. And Gloucester moving up to 3-1 as Revere playing his usual tough game. Lots of ball possession for Revere, but they couldn't get into the end zone enough, and they couldn't stop Gloucester's run game.
Well, I think that's the key. They just couldn't stop Gloucester. And, I mean, big plays. How many big plays did Gloucester have where they, you know, had 10 or plus yards, and you just can't give up those kind of plays? And Gloucester was running their base offense, and they still couldn't stop it. So, and Gloucester hit a couple of passes when they needed to, and they got the ball in the end zone. That's the whole key to the thing is, you know, you got to get the ball in the end zone. And that was a problem with Revere. They did move the ball, and they did make some big plays, but you know, they got stuck in that red zone, scoring zone, a couple times and couldn't get it in. But they did fight to the end there, I'll tell you, offensively. And Murphy really was very impressive tonight.
Oh, Coach Ciccatelli does a great job. We love talking with him every as often as we can. And I know this is going to be a bitter loss for these guys, but they'll be back against Saugus next week. And Gloucester will be home against Winthrop. And Peabody surprisingly losing to Marblehead. Marblehead getting its second win. So the whole league is kind of topsy-turvy right now, with the exception of Beverly.
Well, Coach Rudloff has a history of winning seasons. And, you know, he seems to be able to get the kids to play very well for him. And I'm not totally shocked.
Okay. All right, so Paul will be back with you next week in Gloucester. We'll also have another game on Channel B. Check out the website. We'll have plenty more to go here on MSONewsSports.com. Final score from Revere, once again, is Gloucester 36 and Revere 16.
This is MSO Web Radio at morestuffonline.com.